Hi, Dr. Alia.
Hi, Dr. Sudeep. How are
It
you?
okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. Welcome to the nonprofit interview.
Thank you.
For our session today, I'm particularly interested to discuss with you an issue that I understand is now something that you're actually working on, and that's on the work diversification as a
Right.
form of your organization's growth. But maybe before I start, for the purpose of our listeners wanting to know what exactly your organization is about, maybe you can share.
Sure. It started way back in 1994 when one of the MA Assurance staff was diagnosed with end-stage renal failure, or kidney failure as we more popularly know it. Earning 1,500 ringgit, she was too rich to go to a government facility, yet too poor to obtain treatment at the private centres and hospitals. The NKF had a capping of assisting those whose income was below 1,200. She was then caught in what we call the kidney failure dilemma, and thus the chairman at that time, Tunku Yaakob, decided to establish one centre along Jalan Ipoh to assist poor people and patients like her. From a six machine centre then, Medicare has spread its wings now to nine states in Malaysia with 12 centres caring for some 830 patients currently. We have gone beyond providing, just dialysis treatment. We have established various other programs and additional support assistance to help patients not just survive, but live a decent and healthy life that they deserve. Their families are assisted, and school-going children are also taken care with some back-to-school assistance. We offer free transport for those who are in need or live far away. We're still not satisfied with what we have been doing, and hence a few years ago we started working on another noble project. I think that's what you're referring to.
Yes, and I understand. Anyway, Medicare, based on the fact that you just mentioned, has now moved on to that form of noble project, and that's really a diversification from what you're currently doing as
Very much
noble.
so.
Yeah, and that's pretty interesting because, as I understand it, working on kidney issues is already a big task on its own, and now you're moving on to something else. Perhaps you can share with us what that is, and also talk about the management issues in that context alone.
Sure. The past few years we've been working on this project, and I can today finally announce that we have extended our services from kidney to matters of the heart. As such, it's nice and it sounds very, very grand, but it's a big and a huge step for especially for me and my team to ensure that the vision of the board is materialized. The intent to assist those suffering from heart ailments and needs medical assistance was highlighted to us about 3 years ago by Dato' Dr. Gandhiraj Somasundaram, who kept reminding us that heart failure was the number one killer, both in the country and the world. We then did a feasibility study, and it was shocking to note how expensive treatment was in private hospitals and clinics. So depending on the government facilities would mean the long queue and waiting time to get treatment for these patients who have heart ailments. Hence, we embarked on this project, and today we are in the final stages and expecting to open the doors to the first charitable cardiac diagnostics and treatment center in Asia. You're absolutely right in saying it's a diversification right down to resources, as today we have set up, a few new departments, hired people who have the experience in handling heart patients and looking into cardiac equipment facilities, a whole different side of what we used to do, which was handling just kidney patients and which, related to just kidney machines or dialysis machines and the day-to-day treatments. So I personally am learning as it's all very, very new, and there's no one to refer to as this is the first charitable cardiac center in the country. So having said that, we have the support from the Ministry of Health. We are glad for the team of cardiologists who have stepped forward, to assist, and our friends and donors who have been with us throughout the years have extended tremendous assistance, support, encouragement, and that's what keeps my team and I going at this moment.
Amazing news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, as a CEO earlier, I mean, it goes without saying that with this new area of focus, there will always be a major form of rebranding from what you've been doing for many years. Can you explain what is being looked into right now in order to tackle this aspect of branding and marketing? And really, how long do you think you can say it would take for the for the people out there and for your organization to really make people know that you're now gone beyond kidney care?
Sure. Actually, 2 years ago, we started by firstly changing our name to from MA Medicare Kidney Charity Fund to MA Medicare Charitable Foundation. This was to support both the charitable arms, the kidney and the heart. What we're going to go in future, no one knows except my chairman. But you know, having said that, the past 1 year we had started highlighting an upcoming the upcoming birth of the cardiac center via our website. We have been, you know, talking about it, promoting this 10-bedded center, showing photos of the very expensive equipment, you know, and the center itself, the facilities, the treatments that we will, you know, be offering and carrying out, the services that we know we will be offering to the general public. Our latest newsletter and direct mailer shares our story of why we wanted to, you know, continue giving Malaysians hope and ensuring that they are not deprived of facilities which are actually readily available, but they just cannot afford it. So these facilities are readily available in many of the private hospitals, or you know, majority of the private hospitals and private clinics. The question is how many people can actually afford, you know, this exorbitant cost of treatment for those with cardiac ailments. So therefore, you know, if we all find some way to help, especially those underprivileged who simply can't afford to be diagnosed and obtain treatment, Dr. Sudip, I believe many more Malaysians will have the chance to live a healthy life that we all deserve to live. We're also looking into prevention, and we're very, very focused on that, and hopefully many will step up and join us in our efforts in ensuring that we become a much healthier society. We're doing all we can to do the promotion via all our social media. Letters are going out as we speak to most of the general practitioners around the Klang Valley to inform them of the facilities that, you know, we're going to offer at a very low cost. We're going to also go on more interviews. So I, you know, on behalf of the board and the team, thank you for doing this and helping us to promote and the awareness that this center is going to be up and running in the first quarter of 2018.
Excellent, excellent. And I take it with all these promotions and ability to put it out into mainstream, you probably will see things change over the horizon very soon, where people will see you beyond just kidney care.
Yes.
In fact, just for the listeners, I've actually visited your center and I was quite impressed myself.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Thank you for sharing that aspect. I'm sure our listeners will probably want to know a little bit more about how they can connect with the organization or perhaps find some further information.
Yeah, sure. You know, the anyone could actually call us at 4044-4468, which is our secretariat number. You know, or drop us an email at MAA. Medicare fundraising at mamedicare.org, or you know, just come by and you know, the cardiac facility is on the fourth and fifth floor of Wisma MA Medicare along Jalan Sultan Azlan Shah, or previously you know known as Jalan Ipoh. Our dialysis center is on the third floor, and as I you know always say to everyone, come and have a cup of coffee, let us bring you around, show you and share with you the work that we do, because you know this is our passion, and hopefully you know, anyone who comes can actually and will, you know, play their part in helping the underprivileged as well.
There you go, coffee with Elia. Excellent. So, thank you for sharing this journey and the impact you're making on the ground.
Sure.
Okay, so there we
Thank
have
you.
it. Yeah, so there we have it, our listeners. Yeah, great insights into the issue of the diversification on the work, on particularly for this particular nonprofit. This is Dr. Sudhir Mohandas, co-founder, managing director of iFirst International. Please share this audio interview with others who could benefit. You could check us out on www.iFirstInternational.com. Bye.